He's just focused in all the time. Puck sent down the ice. 6 seconds left. New Jersey will hang on to it. 2 seconds, one. Yeah, the Ducks get another win at home. This time over the New Jersey Devils, the final score, 4-1.
The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. Wow, what back-to-back wins. And I tell you what, this Ducks team continues to roll a great East Coast road trip recently, and they continue to play stellar here at Honda Center.
How about Leo Nestorenko comes in, Poehling comes in. All these guys have smiles on their faces. I hope that continues throughout this season, but a good effort. And you know what? They're learning some great habits, too, during this preseason and the start of the regular season. I think they're coming, and you keep playing like they are. I'll tell you this, they're going to be in a lot of games.
Yeah, no, this is a team that continues to get close off the ice. They're bringing that camaraderie on the ice, and it shows by the chemistry between Troy Terry and Leo Carlson. How about the second line now? Gauthier, McTavish, Sinica just on fire. Played a complete game, and the bottom six contribute as well. Decor, Lukasz Dostal, not one bad game from any which skater for the Anaheim Ducks. Everyone had a lights-out performance leading to this big-time dub.
I want to just ask you one question before we get to your post-game show, and that's about Florida. We've seen them one time. What do you make of what's ahead for the Ducks fans here in this building on Tuesday?
Well, you can expect a big cycle game. They're a team that doesn't shoot the puck much, but last time we played them, they were shooting everything. So expect an onslaught early on. The Anaheim Ducks got to get in the shooting lanes, block shots, keep all their plays to the outside, and hope for the best.
All righty. We're going to take a timeout and then join the two post-game stars, Emerson Edom, Alexis Downey. After a Ducks win at home in their building before a big crowd, 4-1 the final. We'll take a break and then we'll join them for some good hockey talk based on the 4-1 Ducks win. Thanks for listening to the broadcast. Stay tuned for the post-game show. It's coming up next.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Trade for the best. Honda's the most awarded brand in car driver 10 best history. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. Get more for your trade and save on the best gas, hybrid, and EV vehicles. With financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new Honda like a 2025 Ridgeline. Visit your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 11/3/25.
Fan de la NHL? No te pierdas la acción. Consigue tus boletos para los Patos de Anaheim en Ticketmaster, la plataforma oficial de venta de boletos de los Patos de Anaheim y de la NHL. Con boleto digital y transferencias fáciles, estás listo para cada gol. Compra ya en Ticketmaster.com/Ducks. Porque cuando ellos lanzan, tú anotas. Solo en Ticketmaster.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at Easton's. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain spring water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain spring water, nothing else.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season. See the complete list at anaheimducks.com/promotions.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The month of November kicks off for the Ducks, 15 games, and they got win number one on the second on this Sunday evening here at Honda Center. Welcome in to the postgame show on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey, joined by Emerson Edom here. Great team effort overall from the Anaheim Ducks in this game, all throughout the lineup. Of course, the kid line, a big part of it. But even defensively, Lukáš Dostál in the net as well. You can talk about so many different areas of this game, but what stood out to you?
Well, I just thought that their start once again. And look, it the first shot didn't come until 3:30, almost 4 in. But that doesn't mean that they weren't playing solid defensively, right? They were on it. Anything that the New Jersey Devils showed early on, the Anaheim Ducks were able to get great stick on puck. I mean, Ryan Poehling, early on in the game, great stick on puck on Jesper Bratt. That puck trickled into the neutral zone. Nothing came of it. I just thought that maybe offensively they didn't have a great start as far as dictating the pace of play and having the puck on their stick. But, boy, did they shut down any early firepower shown by the New Jersey Devils. And when you're a Devils team, of course, coming into this game 9-3-0, look, that's what you have to do. Keep everything on the outside. Go stick on puck. So I thought this Ducks team, they just had a game plan. Not give the best players, or at least limit the best players on the Devils any time and space with the puck. And I think for the most part, obviously, them only putting up one got help with. I can't wait when Lukáš Dostál has that respect put on his name and is talked about as the best goalie in the league. We know it's coming, but when he has performance like that, you know, he's going to be in that conversation for years to come.
Well, how about this for Dostal? 3-0 in four career games against the Devils. That other one just coming in as relief. So 3-0, so three wins. 1.80 goals against average in those three games. So great stuff from him against the Devils. He's probably not very welcome in New Jersey right now, but that's why we have him here in Anaheim, making a lot of big saves tonight, 32 for 33 in the net. Ducks win 4-1. Let's get into the highlights, and it started with, hey, the rookie Beckett Seneca getting on the board. A great play from Cutter Gauthier to help him out.
Who starts back, tries to play it ahead. Here's a breakaway now in deep. Seneca scores! Wow! What a play! I think we need to see that in slow motion. It's 1-0 for Anaheim.
What a goal.
That was what a goal, Emmer. I mean, that... I don't even think Beckett knew what was happening. You could see he was kind of unfazed as he hit the boards.
Well, how about that collection in the neutral zone by Cutter Gauthier, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a bobbled puck. He gets it from his skate to his stick, and he knows he's got to give it over to Beckett because he sees the speed that he has, and he doesn't want to go off sides, but it's two in front of him, so that long reach, I thought that play was over by the time, you know, he got super mm-hmm. deep, but the fact that he just crawled it, pulled it back, and just goes right under the right arm of Allen. I mean, Allen had a great game, but, you know, what are you going to do on plays like that?
Also, I wanted to go back a little bit on that play because it actually started with Beckett Seneca in the Ducks' own zone, breaking up. It was one of New Jersey's passes, found Cutter, and then, I mean, he just flew up the ice.
Yeah, you just, you love to see it from Beckett. He's a guy that... He's like, even though Cutter and Mac T, they're making great plays in their own right, it's almost like he's the one pushing the pace and setting the standards, right? Mm-hmm. And that line's infectious. That chemistry's going. And we're just getting these pockets of chemistry throughout the line. It's so good to see.
Great stuff early in the game. Beckett Seneca getting the Ducks on the board first. Not too many times that's happened this year. Now the fourth time in 11 games played. So I guess we're starting to see it some more, which is obviously the Ducks wanting to play with a lead. That's what they did here tonight. Now we're talking about Jake Allen, the netminder for the Devils here tonight. He made a very big save early in the game on Troy Terry, who had a shorthanded breakaway off a Leo Carlson pass. Let's take a listen to this one.
Just past the halfway. For the Ducks, Troy Terry in, shoot, save, rebound, oh, and a sprawling left pad save by the goaltender. Wow.
That was an important save early in the game for the Devils, but also a big chance once again, almost another shorthanded goal.
Yeah, look, this is a these opportunities just are coming about for a lot of these guys on the Ducks, right? It's almost like the bigger the time and the time the team needs their guys to step up the most, they do. Whether it's Lukasz Dostal, whether it's on the PK generating offensive opportunities, it just goes to show that I think more guys want to be the guy, the go-to individual. And, yeah, there's just so many guys that you can rely upon. And, of course, now, of course, we'll get to it. But Frank Vatrano getting on the score sheet here. It's infectious. I just think the camaraderie off the ice is, as I mentioned at the end of the broadcast there, it's translating to the camaraderie on the ice. And it's such good stuff to see.
1-0 after that save still from Jake Allen. Frank Vatrano, the next goal scorer, finally getting his first goal of the season. A great pass, diving pass from Jackson Lacombe, too, to help him.
The Devils have it and turn the puck over. A shot, they score! Frank Vatrano, good for him. The Ducks have one up on the board. To go with the previous one early in the first, it's 2-0 for the good guys.
I keep saying help them out with these assists, but that's exactly what the Ducks players were doing. Emerson, like you're saying, that camaraderie, that chemistry that we're seeing off the ice in the locker room, on the ice now. Jackson Lacombe making a really nice... I don't know how he got his stick on that puck to get it over to Frank, actually.
Yeah, how did that one get through? That was something else. It was almost like, you know, how did that pass get through to Jack Hughes before his goal, right? Mm-hmm. You're just thinking how between a number of bodies do you think it'd be picked off. But oh, it's just so good to see Frank Vatrano just locked and loaded, ready, right? It's one thing when you're forcing things, you're squeezing the stick, and of course it's been some time him not scoring this season. But when you find that calmness of not forcing or not going to the net or acting erratic and going a million places, when you could just stay there locked and loaded as he was and just found the back of the net with authority. So he's always shooting a score, oftentimes missing the net trying to pick a corner, but that was just pinpoint. That was vintage Frank Vatrano on that shot.
Nice little assist here, too, from our Victory Plus TV crew. They just showed Frank Vatrano was awarded the Coach Bombay jacket tonight after the game. That's something that they have in the locker room. So good to see him getting that one and, of course, getting his first goal. Hopefully many more to come this season. 2-0 for the Ducks after the first period. We moved into the second. It was Cutter Goche, the next goal scorer, quick into the second period, just under 2 minutes into it.
Seneca back to the blue line. Puck held in. Gruber will roll it to the goal line. Centered score! You won't see that happen too often. On the goal line, Anaheim puts the puck in front. Cutter Goche, and it bang on the skate of the goaltender Jake Allen to give the Ducks their third goal of the hockey game. It's 3-0.
So when we watched the replay back, it actually wasn't off the skate. It just looked like it went right under the pad, kind of almost that Allen wasn't, I'm sure he wasn't expecting that, but didn't have his pad down on the ice low enough.
Well, he just needs to be a little bit more prepared next time, I guess, huh? When in doubt, just toss it at the goalie's pads and skate area.
Yeah.
I think that's what we learned on that play. So good job by Cutter. That's just a goal scorer's play right there. Just no other options. Just toss it on a net. And it's hard to score in that angle. You need a quick release and a heavy shot. That's exactly what Cutter Goche has. A lot like Frank Vatrano. Frank Vatrano is another guy who doesn't have to put a whole lot into a shot to get that velocity. But as you just saw, just on the ice, close to being on the ice, he just ripped that one right at the skates. Good things happen.
Good insight there, Emerson, to know that about that kind of shot. 3-0 after the Ducks continuing their lead there after two periods of play. We moved into the third. New Jersey would get a goal from Jack Hughes. He's still been hot this season. Continues that with his goal there. An unfortunate kind of play with 2-on-1 and not much that Lukasz Dostal could do on that play. But the Ducks did answer back with an empty netter. It was Chris Kreider, 18:06 into the game.
Another shot. It's blocked in front. Come on, fellas, put it into the open net. Here they come with speed. Yes, sir! It's 4-1 for the good guys.
And it would be 4-1, the final score here at Honda Center. Emerson, you know what time it is.
Well, I do know what time it is. The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app, download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
How good is it that we get to have that read two games in a row now? I mean, three wins in a row now.
The three wins in a row. Two games because we're at home that we get that nice McDonald's little read. So I will be going there tomorrow.
Love it. Love it. Let's take a time out here on the post-game show. When we come back, we'll have more for you talking about this game here tonight and hopefully get to hear from someone down in the locker room. We'll be right back.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Fan de la NHL? No te pierdas la acción. Consigue tus boletos para los Patos de Anaheim en Ticketmaster, la plataforma oficial de venta de boletos de los Patos de Anaheim y de la NHL. Con boleto digital y transferencias fáciles, estás listo para cada gol. Compra ya en Ticketmaster.com/Ducks. Porque cuando ellos lanzan, tú anotas. Solo en Ticketmaster.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Remember when instant connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back into the post-game show. The Ducks have 4-1 win over the New Jersey Devils on this Sunday evening. And the Ducks keep it rolling. 3 wins in a row now over very big teams, too. The Florida Panthers, the Detroit Red Wings, now the New Jersey Devils. And they'll get to see the Panthers once again in the Ducks' final game of this 3-game homestand on Tuesday. But one of the parts of this game tonight that's certainly exciting is Frank Vatrano getting his first goal of the season. He already spoke to the media down in the locker room, so let's hear what he had to say.
Great.
So good. Do you feel like you've been just, you know, really working at this? And I guess, what has the feeling been the first 10 games of the year for you in terms of frustration level or anything like that?
Well, personally, not great. But, you know, it's a team sport, so, you know, the team's winning. So, you know, no matter what you're going through, you got to be a good teammate. And no matter how many minutes you're playing, you got to be there for the guys in this room and try to help as much as possible.
Typically in your career, one has led to several others. Are you feeling more comfortable? Do you feel like you might have a good spurt ahead?
Yeah, for sure. Goal scoring is a funny thing. So, you know, you get one, you just roll with it into the next game. So it's nice to get the first one out of the way, but, you know, just keep going forward to the next game. Yeah, unbelievable. Even that whole shift, the way he was patrolling the whole offensive zone, him and Helly made some great movement up top, and I was trying to find an area to get open.
What does it mean for the group to get 2 wins against 2 teams who have come out of the gates hot in the Eastern Conference?
Huge. I think for us, obviously, we had that long road trip, and that was a good road trip for us. And, you know, we wanted to be a team that's hard to play against at home, and we've done a good job here. So, you know, we obviously have another big one here on Tuesday against Florida. So, you know, enjoy this and get ready for that one.
You, Ross, and Jansen were putting in some hard work down there on the fourth line tonight. What did you see from three of you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, playing with Ross and Harkey, they make the game easy. You know what they're, you know, you're going to get from every single shift. And, you know, we talked about before the game, just get pucks in at the red line and, you know, make it harder to defenseman and make them turn pucks over. And I felt we did a good job with that.
For you, is it just a matter of kind of when you get your chances now, you got to put all that effort in there and grind it out?
Yeah, I think with anything, whether it's in your defensive zone or around the net, you know, you got to execute when the play's in front of you. So that comes with goal scoring and also on the other side of the puck, too.
As you're trying to find your own rhythm, has it been difficult with the different line combinations and, you know, the injuries, guys coming in and out, you're trying to find your spot?
I mean, everyone on this team's a good player. It doesn't matter who you play with. You're going to, you know, be set up for success. So, you know, for me, it's just to, you know, find my role and what I need to do every single night to help us win.
Just from like an all-around perspective, what did you feel like you guys did tonight that went to the
I know we didn't like our start the first 5 minutes, but, you know, when we get a quick goal there, you know, you kind of, it's nice to play with the lead and not be in the eight ball a little bit. So I like the way that we rolled shifts over. We weren't extending our shifts. I think we played a just overall good team game.
The early goal was big, but I imagine Dostal also a major factor there. It could have been a lot tighter game at one point early, and you guys kind of gradually took it over.
Yeah, that's why he's a rock. He made big saves for us, you know, not just tonight, but, you know, he's always makes those saves. Mistakes on our part, and he bailed us out. So, you know, that's why he's wearing the gear.
All right, thanks, Frankie.
Thanks, Frankie.
A lot of great stuff from Frank Vatrano there, talking about this game here tonight. And obviously, you know, I mean, crediting the team, hey, it's not about him. Despite his struggles early, he's been happy, obviously, that the team is winning. And talking about a little bit in terms of how they didn't like their first 5 minutes, that was something actually I wanted to talk about you with, because it felt like out of the gates, yes, not so bad from the Ducks, but New Jersey was those first few minutes. I mean, the first 4 minutes until the Ducks got that goal, they were controlling the pace of the play.
Yeah, and look, Frank said that he feels that this is goal scoring. It's as in his words, it's a funny thing. And I think when guys know that, they find a sense of calm when things aren't going well for them. It's streaky. It comes in waves. And when things are going in, everything seems like it's going in. And when things aren't, yeah, it's a couple games of squeezing your stick a little bit too tight. But then, you know, 3, 4, 5, of course, in this, in his case, 10 games go by without a goal. You know, you start to just say, okay, whatever happens, happens. And then that tends to take the pressure off. It just, you know, I'm going to go out there, just play hard. I think over the last stretch he's been shooting a lot more. You see him on the forecheck, hitting. So I think it's the backup game that is allowing him to really get into the game in the physical aspects of it, win 50-50 puck battles. And it obviously helps playing with a guy like Ross Johnson, who's, we even in the pregame show, said he's been one of the best forecheckers. Jansen Harkins, I thought, was great. He was bringing energy, had that big hit on Nico Hischier there, and he was just creating havoc. And, yeah, no, so that whole lines 1 through 4, did their part, did their role. And Frank Vatrano, it's good to hear that he's positive, even when from the outskirts it might seem a little harsh, those types of situations and those scoring slumps.
It's funny because we talked about those bottom two lines tonight, how they can contribute to this game, as they're still being shifted around because of injuries and, you know, things that have been happening with the team. They seem to find a rhythm tonight. Ryan Poehling, I mean, he was skating hard tonight. There was a couple shifts from him. I was just impressed with his burst. And we knew that when the Ducks acquired him this summer, that was something that at least was talked about a lot, his speed, and I felt like we saw a lot of that tonight.
Yeah, no, I thought, whether it's Poehling, Nestorenko, I thought fit in. Alex Korn was making some great plays there. Even that spinorama pass to Poehling there that broke him free. He almost capitalized Poehling on the shorthand side. So, yeah, I think everyone's just trying to create, right? Not only are they playing physical, but this Ducks team, they're just skating better this year, right? They're skating better. They have more energy. It helps with a young guy, Beckett Seneca, coming in and playing so well, too. They got that scoring depth. We knew that there was going to be scoring depth. I just don't think we knew that it was going to be this good. So it's fun that your team that you support is playing so well.
Also, I think the practices have been getting them into maybe better shape this year, because they're skating them hard. Coach Q is at practice. Off in terms of conditioning, the guys seem to be very well conditioned for these games. And Emmer, let's get to the text line before we get to the break. Here's our first message. Hill from Buena Park. Dostal was amazing tonight. He made a bunch of timely saves. It was good to see Frank get in the goal column tonight. Also, Ian Moore continues to impress. The pairing of him and Minty seem to be working out, with Gudas out at the moment. I'm glad Hill brought up Ian Moore, because that was someone in this game that I continually kept watching. I felt like he was getting up on plays, getting to the net. I was impressed with his game and reliability. That's something that Coach Q has said about him. He's a reliable defenseman. And even that play, he tracked back, broke up that almost breakaway. I liked what we saw from him.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that last point, because when I look at him, that's what I see is any kind of breakdown, he's right back checking. He's such an efficient skater, long, powerful stride. So he gets back in a hurry. And, yeah, he's one of the key reasons why Ducks didn't give up much here this game. Only one goal against is a big reason why. Him closing out, kind of marrying Drew Helison in his game, stick on puck, closing out quick, and, yeah, winning board battles. So Dosti, nice point in that message there. He was flashing the leather anytime. Well, how about the attempt at the empty net?
Yeah.
Almost. And
so
then,
many things in those final couple minutes, especially those saves he had to make, too.
We've been talking about that. Yeah.
We're going to see it at some point.
He's
going
to see it. Yep, we're going to see it.
I can't wait for that day. That's,
It's only a matter of time.
It's coming. Another message. Speaking of Dosti, well, hey, we got a message that just says Dost Wall. Yep. And I'm clicking through the messages trying to find it. It was somewhere. There it is. Dost Wall. Just all caps with a bunch of exclamations. Yeah, big night for him in the net. And before we get to the break, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We'll be right back.
Trade for the best. Honda's the most awarded brand in Car Driver 10 Best history. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. Get more for your trade and save on the best gas, hybrid, and EV vehicles with financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new Honda like a 2025 Ridgeline. Visit your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 11/3/25.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the products for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limits apply. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Cobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season presented by UCI Health. Giveaways include a Wild Wing mask, wearable blanket, Nutcracker, boy band tee, and so much more. See the complete list at AnaheimDucks.com/promotions.
Back with our post-game show. The Ducks win tonight 4-1 over the New Jersey Devils. And hey, how about this? They're sitting at the top of the Pacific Division. 15.7 wins. The only team in the division with 7 wins through 11 games played now. Vegas does also, well, Vegas and Edmonton both have 15 points, but the Ducks have a number on both of them in this case. How exciting to see that, Emerson.
Well, it's exciting because you look at the payroll for the Vegas Golden Knights, Edmonton Oilers, what that number is, and you look at the Anaheim Ducks, and just to see them at the top of the Pacific with those teams and what they're paying their roster. So there's, it's already good. There's still room to add more, pay more, wherever Pat sees fit. So it's going to be interesting to see how that's managed.
And we know that there's a couple contracts by the end of the season that will be needing to be addressed. Leo Carlson, Cutter Gauthier. Oh, boy. You think about they're already both on point streaks right now. Leo Carlson extending his point streak to 6 games now, which is a career high for him. Cutter Gauthier also extending his point streak tonight to 6 games. So, and hey, let's see on this end, too. Did he Troy Terry lost his point streak tonight, but 2 of the 3 is pretty good. And also one other note here from NHL stats. The Ducks reached, of course, the 15-point mark tonight in 11 games. The last time Anaheim hit 15 points in fewer games was 2014-15. They did it in 10 games.
It's impressive.
Yeah, it speaks a lot to this Ducks team and how hard they're working. Someone else that worked very hard tonight, Beckett Seneca, a 2-point night for him. He spoke in the locker room. Let's hear what he had to say.
All right, first question. Did you pick that song, or was that a DJ choice for the song?
What song?
Your goal song. You didn't hear that?
What was it?
Manchild, Sabrina Parker Carpenter?
No, that wasn't my pick.
Just overall, from the team perspective, what do you feel like you guys did well to come out with the win tonight?
I think we moved our feet tonight. We created a lot of kind of odd man rushes. We were kind of rolling around the old zone. We had a couple long old zone shifts, and we set the next lines up well. So I think we just kind of had a great team effort tonight.
How'd you see the play develop on your goal early there?
Sorry?
How'd you see the play develop on your goal?
Well, their 2D man kind of overcommitted to Cutter in the middle there, and then he kind of had a little speed there, and then he made the pass, and we tried to shoot.
A lot of the offense that you generated tonight was pretty good. Built off of defensive plays you made, breaking up plays. Is that something that you've been working on and something you feel a little more comfortable with even the time games go on?
Yeah, for sure. I think I speak for everyone. We're kind of getting more comfortable in that new kind of D-zone structure. And the biggest thing with Q is that he says that it kind of leads to zone between defense. And I think we kind of noticed that tonight.
When we talked yesterday, you said the coach is kind of giving you 2 things to work on every night. Is that defensive awareness some one of those things that's part of that?
Yeah, for sure. I think as a young guy coming in, that's kind of the biggest thing. You can't be kind of a defensive liability out there, and they want to be able to trust you because that's the point of the game. Is that I can score on the most.
It was a really strong game from your line specifically. What do you feel like you guys specifically did well out there tonight?
I think we supported each other while we were close to each other in the neutral zone, the O zone, and we were playing kind of predictable, so we knew what each other were going to do, and we were moving our feet really well there.
When Dostal's playing as he is, does that kind of make it easier to take those chances and push up ice?
Absolutely. He was unreal tonight, and he made a couple crucial saves during the game when we needed them, and that definitely helped us get going.
Thanks, Becca.
Q's outside.
All right, that was Beckett Seneca. 2-point night for him, a 2-point night for his line mate, Cutter Gauthier, as well. And between the three of them, McTavish a part of that, it feels like, I mean, he talked about they were playing predictable and supporting each other well, but it's really impressive to see that so early, and especially from a rookie like Beckett to jump into the NHL and then play so connected with his two line mates.
Yeah, and I mean, he just kind of how he elaborated that play when the reporter asked how did he see that play develop there, and just his overall answer and why Cutter being in that spot, being kind of pressured, allowed him to break free there on that far side. So just heads up hockey, high IQ hockey. As young as he is, he knows the game so well. Yeah, only 19 years old, but he's got the size, he's obviously got the shot. It's just nice to see him and his point production come in big spurts, right? Mm-hmm. A couple points here and there, multi-point games here coming early on. That's got to feel good for such a young guy.
And he's got that length, too, especially on his goal tonight, being able to reach out with his stick, use his length, try to settle that puck, and he did. He found a way to do it.
Yep. No, it's he's using his God-given size, natural ability, and, yeah, how he corralled that puck from that being out of reach and putting it home, that was something special.
A couple more texts here on the text line. First message here, well, that was definitely a team effort tonight. Excellent goaltending, cleaner passing, better in front of the net for offense and defense. Is there some cleaning up? Most definitely, but they were the better team tonight.
Yeah, no, that was well said. Definitely, there's, and even talking to Cutter Gauthier there after the first intermission buzzer, he just said that, look, we, as good as we played, we're up in this game. Their passes can be a little bit sharper, cleaner. So their standards are so high, and that's laid down by Jay Woodcroft, Coach Q, and the rest of the gang. I mean, these guys come in with such high standards. And his familiarity with the New Jersey Devils, being a coach there, right, and bringing his insight and knowledge on how they can take advantage of him, that obviously had an impact in this game as well.
Yeah, big win for the coaching staff, too, with the history there and the Ducks just getting another team on a back-to-back. That seems to be very common, of course, when teams come out here playing in L.A. and then coming down and playing in Anaheim the following night. So it's been working out for the Ducks in these last couple games, at least, and I'm sure we'll see that as the season moves along a little bit more. Another text here, read from Buena Park, said, what an electric performance by the Ducks. The Dost wall was incredible, and the team has shown that they have the killer instinct to close games out. Really enjoyed the collective sacrifice from everyone to win battles in front of the net. Fun fact, the Ducks are 4-0 when scoring first and 5-0 when Cutter Gauthier scores a goal. So, hey, like that.
It almost seems like, has it even been that many times where the Ducks have scored first? But yeah.
Tonight was the fourth. Yeah.
So that's some good insight there. And it's definitely a lot less anxiety riddled when the good guys can get on the board first, that's for sure. But yeah, it's just the fact that these guys are pushing the pace. And I love that comment about the killer instinct, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've lacked that over the last few years, six season to be exact, without a playoffs berth, you know, to come in here and have that killer instinct. I love that point. We've talked about it so much in the past, not having it, searching for it. But you got guys like pure goal scorers, Cutter Gauthier, Troy Terry's back to that pure goal scorer level. Beckett Seneca can shoot the puck, and he's firing on all cylinders. Frank Vatrano, just once again, Frank is back with that snipe. Not panicking that situation, just being stationary and just blasting that one home. He's so back.
Yep. All right, Emerson, your final quack for tonight.
You know what? I've really enjoyed watching Beckett Seneca play. So I look forward to seeing him continue to blossom and continue to be a highlight reel machine out there. Not only do I love watching it, but I know all the fans in the building, there weren't many empty seats. In fact, it was a sellout, wasn't it?
It was a sellout here tonight.
It was a sellout.
17,000 something.
17 plus there. My
17,300 something.
Is yeah. Glitching, but yeah, that's my final quack. Beckett Seneca continues to be a problem for the opposition. I'm loving it.
My final quack is I love to see the Ducks on top of the Pacific Division. Let's stay there.
Let's go.
Let's win on Tuesday and stay there. Yeah.
We're going to stay stationary right here on this first Pacific.
We're not going anywhere. We're staying on top. The Ducks are rolling right now. Three in a row against three really good teams. And we're going to be seeing another one of those teams that we already just saw on Tuesday when the Florida Panthers come to town, assuming Brad Marchand is back for that game as he was out when the Ducks played them not too long ago. So that'll be another battle on Tuesday.
Yeah, Marchand, I know he scored there a big goal there in honor of his buddy there who unfortunately, or his buddy's daughter who unfortunately passed away from cancer there. So that was a big time goal, and I know Paul Maurice talked about that goal and how they all rally around each other when those types of things happen. So we're definitely going to be ready for them when they arrive here at Honda Center.
All right, Emerson. We got one last text I want to make sure to get it in because it's a new message too. Alex and Irvine said best game of the season for Beckett leading the Pacific Division. Feels so good, and we're staying there. Like I said, we're gonna stay there. Next game on Tuesday, 7 o'clock against the Florida Panthers, and we will have the pregame show for you at 6:30 right here on Duck Stream. Stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight. A 4-1 win over the New Jersey Devils. That replay will be after the commercial break. Otherwise, like I mentioned, the final score 4-1. The Ducks take down the Devils. For Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us here on the postgame show. Powered by TuneIn, getting a little ahead of ourselves as we look ahead to the rest of this weekend. Enjoy your Sunday night.